The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listeners with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. The doctor is in. Call the show now at 702-733-KXNT. That's 702-733-5968 to talk about your health and your vitality. Now, here is Dr. Christy Thomas.
Welcome to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Welcome this morning. We got some great topics to talk about. I got a couple great guests this morning. We're going to open the show up talking about neuropathy and pain management, which a lot of you have been hearing about over the last month because we've been talking about it on this show. I also have Kirsten Kelty with Spectra Cell Laboratories. We're going to go into the show talking a little bit after we talk about pain management and neuropathy, about nutrition and vitamin testing, what type of testing is good, the confusion on supplements, and really break it down for our listeners. What is a good product? What is not a good product? But first this morning, I have Dr. Ward Wagner with me on the line. Dr. Wagner, we're going to talk about Calmer again this morning.
Good morning. Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it. Dr. Wagner, you've been on the show several times, and we've talked about Calmer and how it really helps with pain management and the types of symptoms that can really this machine work on that a lot of people have exhausted in other ways. You know, they've tried pain management. They've, you know, had injections done. They've been on some nasty medications, Neurontin, Lyrica, and had multiple side effects. And just having this machine over in our office for the last couple of months, I got to tell you, it's amazing to see people walk out.
It really is. You know, this machine taking what is affecting 20 million Americans every day. This is unrelenting pain, never lets up. It's 24 hours a day. That's how neuropathy is diagnosed. You know, some people have nerve pain. They'll have burning or tingling or things like that, but it's related to something happening in their back, you know, and the way that you most easily diagnose it is, does position, does sleep, does, you know, do any of these other things affect their pain? And in the case of neuropathy, it doesn't. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yes, these patients don't even get relief at night, and then it starts affecting their sleep cycles and then causes depression. Then it's just amazing how such a condition can cause so many medical problems in addition to it. And then they take one medication to take another medication because it's causing them side effects. And it's crazy. And this machine, tell us how it kind of works. It's so much different than going to physical therapy or a pain management doctor. And it's really a painless treatment, but it works so much different than, you know, the TENS unit and them kinds of things that people may have tried and failed at.
Right. Yes, it is an electrotherapy device. However, non-surgical, no drugs needed. In fact, there are some drugs that interfere with it working, so we wean people off those drugs as they're treating. But the way it works is the original name, this is discovered, developed by a professor over in Italy named Marinaro. And he developed this, he patented it, it became FDA approved back in 2010. And it's tremendous for relieving nerve pain. And the way that it does that is the original name was scrambler therapy. So we connect the electrodes to the body. And what it does is much like a radar scrambler. You know, if people remember, I mean, they were really big in the 70s and 80s. But you'd have a radar scrambler in your car so that if a policeman clocked you with his radar gun, he couldn't get a reading of how fast you were going. Well, that's a similar idea to what's happening with this machine. As we place the electrodes on the body, you cannot perceive your pain any longer. It's amazing. People sit there in this chair, and we connect the electrodes to them, and it's funny to watch and talk to them over those first few minutes of the care because they're feeling what's happening in the machine, but now suddenly they have no more burning in their feet, and they're pleasantly surprised.
And that has been happening. I've seen it from my own eyes right over at our practice that people come in, their pain level may be, you know, on a scale from 0 to 10, it may be, you know, 7 or 8. And when they're walking out, they're at 0. And it's amazing that they can come in and have such a treatment done and such an option now, other than taking these medications that really just mask it. And I think it just gets people by so that they can function, you know, daily, going to the grocery store, doing these kinds of activities that they need to do and get by, because these people suffer pain. I can't imagine having a pain level that high on a daily basis.
Right. And, you know, you say that, you know, so that they can function. But I'd say a lot of, with many of the cases that I've treated, I use that term very loosely. Yes, they can get up and they can move around and those sorts of things. But because of the heavy amounts of pain medications that they're on, they're starting to lose short-term memory. They're having, you know, they're having a hard time. Their honey gives them a list to go do something at the store, and they come back and they can't remember what they were supposed to do, where they were going, anything like that. So their lives are affected in all ways aside from just the pain that they're feeling.
So I encourage people that if you're suffering from this type of pain, to please give our office a call, talk to us on the phone, see if this treatment can be benefit to you. Dr. Wagner, you give your first consultation and the first treatment for $99. So you get a consultation with you, get all your expertise on this machine. We're the only people here in Las Vegas that have it, and get your first treatment to see if your pain decreases. So why not try it?
That's right, yeah. For $99, they come in, we evaluate, we look at whether or not they are a candidate, and we do a treatment. The first treatment typically helps us understand whether a person is a candidate. They will feel the difference. We'll be able to tell. It's very tremendous. And yes, this offer that we're offering, you know, because this is very highly technical. This isn't something that was just come up with yesterday. This has been around a long time.
It's just new right here in Las Vegas.
It is just new for Vegas.
Just new here. So it's great to have such a great treatment here and an option for people that have tried it. And you've made it really inexpensive for them to come in and try this treatment for $99. And if it works, I'm telling you, people are spending more on their copays for them nasty medications that aren't working more than $99.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
And Dr. Wagner, can you talk a little bit? We've done some shows on even patients that have gone through chemotherapy and have had cancer pain, and how this treatment actually can help with that type of pain too.
Yes. You know, when we're treating typical idiopathic neuropathy pain, those people, it's more pain management. However, when we're treating someone whose pain came on because of an oncologic issue, if they've got cancer, or if now they have post-chemotherapy neuropathy, or even cases of shingles, those three conditions primarily are completely cured with the Calmari machine. When this works for them, they're done. They don't have to come back even for occasional boost treatment. Very, very effective in those conditions. So, you know, some people, they'll go through chemotherapy, which is successful. They eradicate all the cancer cells in their body, and they're happy and pleased about that because now they have a clean bill of health, but they're left with this burning, tingling, pins and needles, you know, pain in the areas where those chemicals wreaked havoc on their nerve system.
And it seems to... So many people have had back surgery and it's been failed back surgery, or they've been left with sciatic pain or that pain down the back of the leg into the feet. This treatment, I've seen it help them type of patients too.
That's right. Yeah. Once, let's say that somebody's had a microdiscectomy, they've gone in, they've shaved off the disc, you know, removed that kind of pressure, but now scar tissue build up, and for whatever reason, they still have their sciatic symptoms. That's when this machine helps. That is right.
And if they've just recently had back surgery, do they need to wait a period of time before having this treatment done? Or if they're left, you know, post-op immediately with these types of pains, can they come in and have this type of treatment done right away?
They can come in right away. There's very, very few contraindications to doing this machine. In fact, for the lower extremities, there really are none. However, some people, if some conditions like CRPS and RSD, another chronic pain condition that some people may suffer from, in those cases, we simply don't put the electrodes right on the pain. It's more the idea to put them in areas where it surrounds the pain or blocks the brain from feeling the pain. And that way, there's no flare of symptoms or anything like that. So that's the only contraindication, is being aware of where we're placing the electrodes. Other than that, very, very safe.
And if you're a patient that's already been put on Lyrica, Neurontin, Elavil, some of them other medications that are very common out there, or even chronic pain medications, you can still come in and have this treatment done, and you probably will get off some of the medications after having the treatment and the series done.
Yeah, I have many people who they come in because they're on, let's say, Lyrica, for instance, and they their pain scale level 2, okay? So they're not at a 0, they're not zeroed pain, but they're not excruciating or unbearable either. They come in with a low-grade pain because Lyrica is controlling that. However, their spouse is tired of them and their forgetfulness, those kinds of things. So we start the treatment, and what's amazing is in some of those cases, we wean them off their drugs, and now they're still at a pain level 2, but they're off the drug. And so tremendous, whereas before, if they had not come and had this therapy, their pain would have shot up to an 8 or 9, and they'd have been completely non-functional.
And had all of them side effects of the medications.
That's right. All the other garbage, too.
Dr. Wagner, I appreciate you coming on the show and really talking about this treatment. And I keep having you back on because I think there's so many people here in Las Vegas that can benefit from this. And we've talked this morning about some of the patients that can really benefit. I encourage you to call. You can either call Dr. Wagner's office at 702-877-7777. Such an easy number. Or you can give my office a call at 702-731-1200. You can come in, have a consultation with Dr. Wagner, and have your first treatment to see if this treatment plan will work for you and the type of pain that you have for free. It's $99 and your first treatment for free. So I encourage you, if you're experiencing this type of pain, to give the office a call and come in and try that. You're paying more for your medications and suffering what's worth $99. So I am your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com, or you can call my office at 702-731-1200. When we return, we're talking about vitamin testing and micronutrient testing.
Dollar Loan Center is now funding title loans. They lend up to 80% of your vehicle's value, and you only pay interest on the days you have your loan out. Visit their 27 area locations. Go to don'tbebroke.com or call 364-LOAN today. Title loans available at select locations. Loan subject to approval.
I'm Lex Friedman. I run my own business, so I know from experience, hiring new employees can be tough. Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to 50-plus job sites, including social networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And with ZipRecruiter's premium traffic boost, you can get up to 3 times more candidates. Quickly screen applicants, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 200,000 businesses. Right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free. Plus, get 30% off your first traffic boost by going to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Micro here in the home of Cindy Jennings, where she's doing a, what do you call that, Cindy?
My 1 hour happy dance.
Yeah. You see, Cindy, being a smart and surprisingly sure-footed homeowner, called 1 hour the minute her AC started acting up. Cindy knows that with 1 hour in the house, her problem will be expertly diagnosed, and her professional 1 hour technician will be fully equipped to do the job right.
That's right.
For any cooling need, call 855-1-HOUR and get happy.
I'm twerking.
Yes, you are. And it's perfect for radio.
Each independent franchise is licensed in its respective state or county.
Joe had huge problems with the IRS.
I knew it was coming. I hadn't filed taxes since 1990.
All the IRS letters coming in added up to a nightmare.
To get up to like $68,000, my heart started beating fast. It's like, there's no way, man. I mean, I ain't going to be able to do this.
Then they stopped his paycheck.
So that's when I started making phone calls and found U.S. Tax Shield.
U.S. Tax Shield went to work immediately.
They just took the bull by the horns. What blew my mind is he called the IRS right then and there.
So why is U.S. Tax Shield A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau? Joe knows.
They saved me a ridiculous amount of money.
If you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS or state, choose the company Joe chose, U.S. Tax Shield.
It was the best decision I made. U.S. Tax Shield is the way to go. Life is good. Thank you, Lord.
Call 800-609-4073.
U.S. Tax Shield. Booyah. Yes.
800-609-4073. 800-609-4073.
It's Jim Villanucci.
Ken will not eat a meatball.
No.
Is it a texture problem?
I don't like the meat in the ball.
Okay. Do you like ketchup?
No.
Mustard?
No.
Pickles?
No.
Lettuce?
No.
Onions?
No.
Tomatoes?
No.
Any vegetable?
No.
Weekdays 3 to 6 on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Before we went to break, we were talking with Dr. Ward Wagner and about any of you that are suffering from chronic pain and a treatment that we're offering over in our office that can help patients with that. And I really encourage people to call the office, get information on it. He's offering his first treatment for $99. You get a consultation with him, and you get to try the treatment for 40 minutes and get a whole treatment for basically free to really see if it can help your pain. It's time to get fun. I got a little harassment on the break. Mark. I got Kirsten with SpectraCell Laboratories here in the studio this morning. We're going to talk a little bit about micronutrient testing. Maybe not a little bit, a lot of it, about micronutrient testing. Really, who needs to have micronutrient testing done and what it really is. So if you're suffering from chronic pain, you got fatigue, allergies, I tell you, Kirsten, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
I left out of town last weekend, and I had no runny eyes, no runny nose. I didn't have this puffy eye stuff. I came back to Vegas, and I thought we were out of allergy season, but it's not going away.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that are suffering, even from the headaches or migraines, arthritis, weight changes. If you're experiencing, you know, low testosterone, getting that menopausal symptoms, hot flashes, PMS, there's really nobody that's not listening right now that can't benefit from micronutrient testing. It's amazing how many people are vitamin deficient. And, you know, the big world has actually got onto this. You know, the big journals would say nobody needs to take a multivitamin. But the medical community is really changing now. And I'm like, yes, they're listening to us, Kirsten.
Well, I think, yeah, I think Bruce Ames, I think several researchers out there these days would probably debunk a lot of the tests that have been done on whether or not taking a vitamin supplement is a negative thing, because you do find oftentimes in these studies that nothing happens, that there is no added benefit. But you can't take just the general population, 90% of who are not deficient in one specific nutrient like folate or folic acid, if you want to use a synthetic form, and then take the other 10% who are and expect to get results when you've got confounding variables within that study. So you really have to take the people first and test those that are deficient, and if we're going to actually get some better outcome data for that sort of thing. But nobody will disagree that nutrition at this day and age is not important. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And you can go on the web right now and Google search how our soils are not nutrient rich, how our food is not getting the vitamins that are needed at the end stages of growing. We live here in Las Vegas. Everything's picked green and sent on a truck and shipped here. So all the vitamins and the minerals that are left in the soil actually get put into them vitamins and the fruits and the vegetables at the end of growing, which so we get kind of double whammied. We lose it at when we pick it green, and then now you can go all over. Even the, you know, National Institute of Health has it all over about how the soil isn't as nutrient rich as it is. And even as the farmers and stuff are rotating crops, they're trying their best to keep it that way. And then we put pesticides on everything. We've talked on the show about organic, not organic, the fields across the street. We've confused everyone and really kind of the debate of what is out there. But what we recommend is that people actually get, if you're experiencing some type of symptom or you're not feeling yourself or you've had some of these symptoms that we talked about or on medication, you guys actually provide a whole list. We have it over in our office of some of the common medications that people take, and they're blocking their vitamins. So now we're not getting them. Now we take medication that block them. And we talked the first segment about chronic pain and some of the medications that people are taking. I'm going to guarantee.
Dump nutrients, absolutely. I mean, a lot of them, oral contraceptives are a big deal as well. They dump a lot of your B vitamins, particularly folate, which if a woman ever does want to get pregnant is a big deal, as you well know, for staving off neural tube defects of that infant or that fetus. You know, I think, and it's not just soil content. There's so many offending factors that come into play, like ability to absorb. Is your gut doing what it should be? So many people have wrecked their biome through antibiotic use or ethanol or alcohol use through the years. You know, in the 20s, we know that most people do tend to have some bad habits when you turn 21, et cetera, until people grow up. And when that happens,
or people don't grow
up. Or maybe they don't grow up, which would be an unfortunate thing, right?
We are here in Vegas.
Nonetheless, alcohol, which is widely accepted, is a drug which dumps nutrients like crazy. And so needing to, you know, whether you're a teetotaler and you have a couple of glasses of red wine a night because you're a woman and you feel like that's just what women do and they get together and they have a nice time, or you're a weekend warrior and you go to concerts every weekend like my brother, you know, that would be a reason to look at nutrient intake or at your nutrient status. You know, it doesn't have to be that you've got neuropathy before you would look at this. It's a preventative test. So you want to make sure, are you feeling a little run down? Are you more tired than you remember being 5 years ago, 5 months ago? Are you sleeping poorly? Is your diet pretty standard American diet? Is it crap? Or are you being careful? Are you not digesting things? Do you have digestive issues? Are you taking digestive medications, any kind of Tegamet? Or are you popping Rolaids all day long? That plays a role into whether or not you're getting nutrients into the tissue for saturation.
And some people are told to take them Tums for bone support.
Right.
But yet what it's causing, I'm like, no, don't do that.
Neutralizing stomach acid and decreasing your ability to digest proteins, which is what your stomach exists there for. You have to have some hydrochloric acidity it's got to be an acidic environment in the stomach for that. Not to mention cleaving, intrinsic factor, staving, making B12 absorbable, and activating all of the minerals, which then are absorbed in the small intestine. And so the stomach is very, very important, and you don't want to end up neutralizing or turning that less acidic, your stomach less acidic than it ought to be, because you're going to set the stage for nutrient deficiency.
Absolutely. And Kirsten, I want to talk a little bit, and I bring your expertise into how your laboratory is different than the normal laboratory like Quest, LabCorp, CPL, and nutrient testing. Because I have a lot of people come in and they tell me, well, I've had it tested. I've gone to the lab and I've had some basic testing done. Or maybe I had my vitamin D testing done on my annual physical. And, you know, we have vitality trivia, so we're going to talk a little bit about vitamins. So,
you know, people will oftentimes have a 25-hydroxy, sort of the touted gold standard of vitamin D testing, or maybe a red blood cell folate, maybe a little magnesium that they'll do. It's minimal kinds of testing that can be done in the serum. You know, in the red blood cell, yes, there is maybe a little more longevity there if you are doing RBC folate, for instance, because the red blood cell has got a lifespan of about 3 months, right? But with the micronutrient testing, we're looking at T lymphocytes, which is similar, if any of you know what a hemoglobin A1C for diabetic control is versus a glucose. Once upon a time, we looked only at glucose because glucose told you how you were controlling blood sugars. Now we know that A1C is a better marker of history of how well that individual is controlling their sugars, which overall helps to keep disease at bay or help the diabetes not progress further. So when we're looking at an intracellular T lymphocyte growth rate, you really get a true assay of history or of what is in the cell and what is in the tank for burning, right? Not what's there for immediate use or maybe what you ate the night before, which is going to be affecting status. This is a true status. And the T lymphocyte has got a lifespan of about 4 to 6 months.
Absolutely. And that's what's really important too. And I like the fact that you brought up about the hemoglobin A1C, or if you've had that done. You know, most people have a chem panel done or a CMP done or a comprehensive metabolic panel. It may be some of the lingo, the medical terms out there. Of course, we can't stick to one generic term and we all use it. We have to use three or four different acronyms to really confuse people. But if you've had a fasting glucose done, and we've talked on this show, if it's greater than 85, in the research shows down the road, you're going to be in trouble and you're at higher risk of having. And I encourage people to pull that out on their lab work and take a look at it. But my patients get that hemoglobin A1C done because I have found so much pre-diabetic or that hemoglobin A1C.
And people you wouldn't expect, right?
And people I would not expect that look like you and me. And it's elevated. And if you don't take action now and you wait till 5 or 10 years down the road and you have pre-diabetes that could have been addressed then, and we could have changed diet, we could have changed lifestyle. Most people that know they have some type of deficiency or abnormality, they're going to act now to prevent from getting on these types of medications. And that's what's different about your testing is you can't go take a vitamin C and go get your test done. It's going to be high. If you go to a normal laboratory and you're not looking at that long-term blood cell to see what the deficiencies are. Mm-hmm. So this is going to look at your blood over a period of time and tell what you've been deficient in, not yesterday, not a week ago,
right?
But over a longer period of time.
For a long period of time. And I think, you know, what our test does not do is look at primary vitamin deficiency. We live in the United States. Nobody's walking around, hopefully, with scurvy or beriberi. You know, when I went to school for nutrition, I have a master's in nutrition, and when I was going to school, that was really pretty much all we were trying to make sure nobody got, you know. Nobody wants scurvy and beriberi because you die, or pellagra. It's terrible. But we're not talking about those types of overt functional primary vitamin deficiencies. We are talking more about a system of scarcity model. And so, for instance, I'll use vitamin K, for example. Vitamin K is for clotting, right? You have to have enough vitamin K to clot. But vitamin K is also very good for making sure calcium isn't deposited into the arteries and the arterial linings of the body, because you don't want calcification. But that doesn't usually happen until 60, 70 years of age, hopefully, you know, not before then. However, if you need vitamin K for clotting factors or because you're inflamed, sometimes it's negative. Maybe inflammation causes a lot of these other things that happen downstream. So if you enlist the immune system, you have inflammation that's occurring, vitamin K is doing things that it shouldn't, maybe for clotting factors. And it's saving your body today and not worried about what's happening 40 years from today. And that sort of allocation of nutrients means that you can have subclinical vitamin deficiencies, and it's a scarcity model versus a primary vitamin deficiency model.
All about prevention and wellness. Kirsten, we do got to take a quick break, but when we return, we're going to bring up the topic of MTHFR mutation.
It's not what you think.
Say that 3 or 4 times.
No, don't do it.
Oh, we're going to get the mute button. I got asked that question this morning. What was posted on our social media this morning? So a lot of you have heard about it, but we want to make sure that when you're supplementing your vitamins and your supplements, that you are actually do not have this mutation. So when we return, we're going to talk about that. I am your host, Dr. Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can contact me at 702-731-1200, or you can go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. We'll be back.
Do you strive for a healthy body and better way of life? Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, understands and focuses her practice on health promotion, disease prevention, and the well-being of her patients. Her extensive education and training allows her to provide comprehensive care, including health assessments, diagnosing and managing acute illnesses, and managing chronic conditions. If you are feeling fatigue, stress, weight gain, why wait to feel better, Las Vegas? Call today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. 1-800-831-1200. Christy plays a pivotal role in the future of healthcare and is at the forefront of providing preventative care to the public. She can be heard on News Radio 100.5 KXNT every Saturday morning at 10 a.m., sharing her advice and taking your calls. Strive for a healthy body and better way of life. Call Vitality Medical and Wellness Center today, 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200. Or visit online, VitalityMedicalWellness.com.
We adopted a sibling group through the Clark County Department of Family Services. Now our family is complete, with two little girls and their brother. We took parenting classes, completed a home study, and ended up adopting a sibling group.
Learn more about the more than 3,000 kids in foster care and consider completing your family. Meet the kids by visiting clarkcountynv.gov/adoption.
Life begins when you adopt.
When competing in the global economy, you need the right tools. One important tool to help increase U.S. exports and create American jobs is the U.S. Export-Import Bank, which helps Nevada businesses beat tough foreign competition and sell our products around the world, supporting hundreds of Nevada jobs over the past 6 years, with nearly 90% of the EXIM Bank's transactions directly benefiting small businesses. But soon the Export-Import Bank is set to expire, putting Nevada jobs at risk. If the EXIM Bank expires, who wins? Competitors from countries like China and Russia. Congress must act to ensure that Nevada businesses and workers have the tools we need to compete. Call your U.S. Senators and Congressman Crescent Hardy today. Urge them to renew the Export-Import Bank now. Nevada jobs depend on it. Paid for by the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
Breaking news first. News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. You can contact my office at 702-731-1200. Or you can go to my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. If you have any questions about today's show or even our past shows, please feel free to contact my office. I'd be more than happy to talk to you about it. We are going to have a free event on June 2nd. That's this Tuesday, which I encourage you to call my office and RSVP for. Again, it's 702-731-1200. If you're calling today, just press 0. My answering service will take your number. Let them know how many people want to come, and we'll have you down. We'll also call you on Monday to confirm that you're going to come. We're going to continue on Tuesday, Kirsten, talking about supplements. I know the bosses are making you go to a sales meeting, but I'm going to be there. We're going to talk. If you have any questions about supplements, if you have any questions about micronutrient testing, bring them questions there. It's free. We'll have some appetizers, some wine and beverages, and we just have a good time at these events, and feel free to bring your questions, and it's kind of a free little consultation with me and what we do over at my practice, and come check us out and call the office and RSVP today or by Monday at noon, just so that we can prepare for Tuesday. Again, it's Tuesday, June 2nd at 5 p.m. Kirsten, before we went to break, we were talking about nutrient testing and who needs to be tested. Mm-hmm. If you have pain, if you're just feeling under the weather, you've went to the doctor, you've had that general wellness panel done, or you've had general blood work done, but you still feel off. Mm-hmm. Allergies, headaches, migraines, mm-hmm. having some weight changes, all these symptoms that may be underlying to a vitamin deficiency. If you've had vitamin deficiencies done and tested at a regular lab, we talked a little bit why you don't want to have that type of testing done, because it's just a snapshot of right now what's in your body, not looking at what's your deficiencies you've had over a period of time and what you really need to be on. So this testing allows us to find out what you've been deficient in for a period of time and then really customize a vitamin program or a supplement program designed specifically for you. Mm-hmm. Not going and getting a general multivitamin or I'm tired, I need a little B vitamins.
Right.
Most of them, vitamins, mm-hmm. cannot be absorbed in the stomach. So if you go and you're on a B complex, I tell people, go pull your vitamin bottles out. because this next part's going to get exciting. You know, most people are, we've done this before, and write down the other ingredients where you got to, you know, have a magnifying glass to read what it says. Some of them were even byproducts of like drywall. Mm-hmm. It was scary what type of filler,
right.
Because you can't put a little amount in that capsule to fill it up, or else in marketing, the consumer thinks you're not giving them anything.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to fill that capsule up with something. But we're going to talk.
Recipient.
Right.
Recipient.
So we're going to talk a little bit about MTHFR and the genetic mutation. And yes, Mark, I see you looking at me.
Well, because I know it doesn't mean mother.
Oh, no.
No, it doesn't. This is what you say really, really slowly. Methylene tetrahydrofolate reductase.
And on Vitality Trivia, you're going to have
That's
to repeat that.
Mm-hmm. Or the big mother flipper.
So MTHFR is a genetic mutation. And what this gene does is it really provides instruction for making enzymes, which play a big role in your amino acids or your building blocks, your proteins, to kind of break it down in English so that people can understand what this really means. And it's really important in the chemical reaction involving folate. Mm-hmm. And I know we just mentioned this a little bit about how the testing tests for this and what the difference between folate and folic acid is.
Mm-hmm.
And many people don't know that.
Right.
So you got synthetic and you got non-synthetic.
Right. Or natural. Mm-hmm. Your folates come from food. Folic acid is always a synthetic version. Folic acid is added back to any kind of a grain that has been processed because there's a good reason. We don't want primary vitamin deficiencies here. So if you have a processed grain, it needs to have the enrichment formula added to it if it's going to sit on the shelf. But in order for that product that has then been taken apart and all of the things that preserve it have been stripped away, we have to add those nutrients back to enable shelf stability or a shelf life. But in that case, we can't use the natural versions of those vitamins and we have to use synthetic versions, which is all fine and dandy, quite honestly. All feelings aside about grains and whether or not you eat them or whether or not you have gluten-free or you're gluten-free or have issues with, you know, celiac, gluten, etc. The problem arises from when you have a person who has variants in this MTHFR enzyme or gene series. There are 2677 and 1298. They contribute to, well, number one thing is DNA breakages because we know folic acid is there as a DNA building block, right? That starts from, you know, inception. And so if you're not able to methylate, you create more DNA breakages. So if you have defect or defective MTHFR, you increase or can be increasing your chances of various types of cancers. Also, if you are not able to methylate, because that is what the MTHFR genes series do, they methylate, and which means they accept carbon, which is important for DNA. It's also important for breakdown of amino acids, namely methionine, which turns into homocysteine, which is known as a toxic amino acid metabolite. If you are not methylating, you do not take that homocysteine and then further degrade it to a thing called glutathione, which is our master antioxidant. And so you need various nutrients along the way. It's not only about folate versus folic acid or methylfolate or cobalamin, which is a B12. Methyl or adenosyl cobalamin are the two types of B12 or hydroxycobalamin, which is a food source of vitamin B12. Those are all the different forms of vitamins. And what we're really talking about here and is becoming much more of of interest with people today is called nutrigenomics or epigenomics. We know that once upon a time, you know, you had the fat gene. Oops, I'm fat. I have the fat gene. And now we know that with epigenomics and nutrigenomics, taking the right form of a certain nutrient means that you can trump your genetics. And that's exactly what we can do with the MTHFR. A lot of people who have genetic variants or any of the variants with MTHFR have an elevated depression, anxiety goes along with it. People don't sleep well because they don't metabolize things like melatonin to serotonin, which is part of the sleep process as well as antidepressant, right? Serotonin is the happy hormone that's out there, a neurotransmitter. We also have problems with detoxification. That's a big thing, whether it's through weight loss or even through female hormone detoxification when you have variants. And you can have, you know, a compound homozygous variant where you've got all the wrong copies, and it means that the enzyme doesn't work. It only is about 10% effective at doing that process called methylation. Or maybe you have heterozygous expression, which is one wrong copy of the 1298 gene, and you're negative for the 677, which means that there is no lowered effectiveness of that enzymatic or that gene function or that enzymatic process of methylation. However, you can still have patients and people who will, 1298 is usually more associated with mood issues and depression. And so you still have a patient who's presenting that way. And it would be important to then instruct them to please stay away from not only folic acid that's coming from inferior vitamin sources, but also the folic acid that would be contained in any refined grains. And so another reason to stay away from grains, aside of gluten intolerance or any of those issues that go along with GI digestion or food, you know, intolerance, but also because of the folic acid contained in it as it compares coupled to the MTHFR variants.
And Kristen, you brought up some great points, because you'll go out and maybe you're having some mood issues, you're having some depression, you're feeling down. You go to your primary care or internal medicine doctor, you get put on an antidepressant because it's required, but you're going to have to keep getting more medicine, or you're trying different therapies to try to manage and to, you know, get through life and to get through the time you've been through. But it's not going to work if you have this mutation and you're just kind of masking the problem.
Yeah.
A lot too, even if you're, you know, been diagnosed. How many people have been diagnosed with, like you said, folate deficiency or even vitamin B12 deficiency? So many people run to these, you know, clinics around town and they're getting B12 shots. Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not the active form that we're talking about.
Right.
It's not the methylated form that you can actively use. Most places don't carry that. And you want to make sure that if
you're... They use a cyano, don't they?
Yeah, they use cyano, which is the inactive form. It's very cheap. And you can go get a big bottle of it. Google it. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus.
Make sure you do ask. You know, I know that you at your office are using the methyl B12 shots when you're using methyl, or at least the adenosyl. Both of them are okay. B12 is involved in only 3 reactions in the body, unlike things like magnesium, which is 300 plus, you know, regulating reactions. Adenosyl cobalamin is used for 2 of them, and methylcobalamin is used, and that's for B12. Cobalamins are called, B12 vitamins are called cobalamins, is used for the MTHFR, for this one reaction here. So it's a very important process in the body. And I think, you know, back in the day, do you remember, I don't know, maybe 10, 15 years ago, homocysteine was a hot topic then. And they're like, oh, yeah, homocysteine, it's bad. We know that it increases. It's an independent risk factor for cardiac, you know, cardiac, stroking. We know that it's a toxic amino acid metabolite. And guess what?
They would tell you to take B vitamins.
Yep. Take folic acid, take B12, and a little vitamin B6, because B6 is also involved in that process in the pathway. No mention of the other vitamins that are also a part of that, or of the form of the folate, right? Folic acid what was recommended. Guess what we found out? We found out that, we have people who actually had worse reactions while they were on that regimen of supplements. And now the message is, don't take supplements. They're actually going to cause further reactions without even understanding that it has to do with genetic typing.
So you were just taking the wrong stuff.
Wrong forms.
Wrong form. When we return, Kristen, we're going to play a little bit of Vitality Trivia. We're going to continue talking about micronutrient deficiencies and really talk about the cost if patients want to come in and get tested for this product. I am your host, Dr. Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Please call our office and RSVP for Tuesday, June 2nd. It's a free event. We're going to continue talking about micronutrients. 702-731-1200.
Hello, Las Vegas. This is Dustin the Hart with Noble Home Loans and host of Real Estate Live here on News Radio 100.5 KXNT. 2014 has come and gone, so if you are still upside down in your home, have not refinanced into a lower rate, or are still renting and should own a home, 2015 is your year to make something happen. So join me every Saturday from 12 to 2 and Sunday from 11 to 12 for all the information you need on the crazy Las Vegas real estate market. And you can also call me 800-LIVE. That's 702-800-5480.
Dollar Loan Center is once again making history. You asked for it, and we listened. You already know that we have the best deal in town when it comes to getting a short-term signature loan up to $2,500. Dollar Loan Center is now your go-to spot for auto title loans. As always, we lend more and charge less, way less. Get 80% of your vehicle's value or up to $10,000. We guarantee the best rate. Stop with the hype already and come to your trusted community short-term lender for over 15 years, Dollar Loan Center. Stop by, call 702-364-LOAN or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com. Call 702-364-LOAN today.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. By calling the Treatment Helpline for Drug and Alcohol Addiction, you can turn your life around. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. Let us help you break your addiction to drug or alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential. And if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. 1-800-509-9233.
Hey, Las Vegas. Jonathan Scott inviting you to tune in to Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. and win show tickets, hear great restaurant deals and comedy. Vegas Nonstop Saturdays 5 p.m. on KXNT 100.5 FM and 840 AM. Eat well and party hard.
If it's news, we're talking about it. This is News Radio 100.5 KXNT. This is Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center on News Radio 100.5 KXNT.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas. Welcome back, Kirsten.
Thank you.
We get to finish the show up a little fun.
Good stuff.
All right. We've been talking about micronutrient testing and vitamin testing, really why you want to be on certain types of vitamins. We talked about the old homocysteine level. There's still people out there that are getting the homocysteine level done. A lot of insurance companies aren't paying for it anymore because, you know, basically that's what was happening. As you mentioned before we went to break, you were instructed to take these B vitamins, go out and get a B complex. I encourage you to pull out your B vitamins from your cabinet because I know you all have one out there. Really look at the names of the type of B vitamins that are on that bottle, unless right. you've got it from a specialty pharmacy, a medical office. It's probably not going to be the active form.
Even some of the more quote-unquote higher brow brands that, you
pharmaceutical
know,
grade
yeah.
now that's coming
well,
out. Never...
Right, that you know, are sold only out of physicians' offices or out of pharmacies still haven't gotten wind that everything should be with the methyl active versions. However, it's not enough, and I think it's worth saying, not enough just to go ahead and take the active versions. You really want to know what your variants are because there are eight different options, and each one of those options carries a different subset of ways to deal with it in terms of intervention.
Absolutely, and that's why we encourage to come get the micronutrient testing done, to get this gene mutation done, and see what type of supplements and vitamins you need to be on, and spend the money on getting a good product that you actually need because you've tested deficient for it versus going and walking down the, you know, grocery store aisle or the, you know, local vitamin store, the the salesman there said that this is great and this will cure your symptoms.
And if you do find a variant, it's worth saying, don't just throw yourself on a 5 gram or milligram version of folate or methylfolate. Don't just go immediately to this high dose, because you can do a thing called over-methylation. And if that is the case, a lot of times people will feel great for a week. Next week, they can't get out of bed and they're depressed as hell. And so you do want to talk to somebody. You need to actually have a little guidance with this one instead of just guessing. You really should test, not guess.
And this testing is covered by PPO insurances. Mm-hmm. It is covered by Medicare. I did say mm-hmm. covered mm-hmm. by Medicare. We have now got our Medicare contract, so we are accepting Medicare patients over at my practice. So you can call the office. You can have the testing done. If you're experiencing the symptoms that we've talked about today on the show, I encourage you to call the office. If you still feel like you have questions, come June 2nd to our event. You just got to call that 702-731-1200 RSVP. You can come over, talk to me about it. We can get you booked for an appointment. It's a simple blood test that you have done. Is there anything else on insurance that I'm missing?
Hormones. Yeah, male female hormones and the complete thyroid panel. We do a reverse T3 as well, which is a kind of a competitive inhibitor of the active form of thyroid triiodothyronine, which is the thermostat. So, yeah, some people who are finding weight loss difficult, let's look at those things. That would be a good idea as well.
And we do that. That's absolutely, you know, a great thing that you brought up when we talk about. Mm-hmm. Kristen, we got to play a little trivia. I want to talk about some of the nutrient deficiencies. And...
Let's go.
I knew you could find it, Mark.
Yeah.
He tried to tell me at the beginning of the show he didn't have music, and I told him that we can't do Vitality Trivia, and all of a sudden, we got music.
Voila.
Voila.
Well, I forgot we're a radio station, so we actually have more than one computer.
They've been having some difficulties over here this morning, but
Mark's, you wouldn't know. Nobody
Mark's
would know.
Made it all smooth.
No one would know.
So let's talk about, you know, we talked about vitamin deficiencies. Let's talk about some of the things and play a little trivia about nutrients that most people are deficient in. So vitamin D. How many U.S. teens and adults are vitamin D deficient? I might give you the sunshine vitamin, right? Everybody thinks that we live in a sunny state. It's already hot here. But research is really showing that there's increasing blame getting put on, you know, heart disease, cancer, diabetes. So this vitamin is really important. But like you mentioned, you don't want to go out and just take vitamin D because it does store in the fat and it can be toxic. You need to be tested and guided by a medical professional. But let's give Mark some choices. 25%, 50%, 60%, or 75%?
I was trying to follow the question. What's the question?
How many U.S. teens and adults are vitamin D deficient?
Answers are?
25%, 50%, 60%, or 75%?
60.
Nee.
I got it. You don't have to make the noise for me. I have the noise.
Mark, you've been on vacation and cruises and trips. It's time for me to pick on you a little bit because I haven't had you here for a while.
I've also got here at 5:30.
Okay, that's good. But you still got it wrong. So really, Kirsten, and I couldn't give you this question because you know, 75%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Of U.S. teens, so your kids and yourself, are vitamin D deficient. So I encourage you to come in and get that testing done so that you can be properly dosed. Please don't go over the counter and buy vitamin D and just start taking a vitamin D supplement. Actually, one of our news stations went out and got, I think it was 8 different bottles of vitamin D, and they found that only 9% of it was the active form. So people thought they were doing the right thing because you don't get it from enough sun. Sunscreen blocks it, and you can't go outside without sunscreen. And a lot of people don't know that.
But you run the risk of sun cancer. So there's right. there's your trade-off. And I've already had stuff taken out of my back, and I'm 44.
And, you know, it's common. And, you know, you're not even a sun worshiper. So it's very common. Okay, Mark.
Yeah.
50% of Americans are deficient in, number one, vitamin A, vitamin C, and magnesium. Number two, calcium. Number three, vitamin E. Number four, vitamin K. Or all of the above?
I'll say them all.
Good job.
Yay.
Welcome back to It's Your Health and Vitality. You've been listening.
Yeah, there you go.
You've been listening to this show. And really kind of why we do this is because most people don't understand that vitamin deficiencies are very common. And just to bring a little statistics in a fun way, Kristen, is why we do this.
So. It's fun.
It's fun. And I really encourage people to come over, get the testing done. And, Kristen, how much is the testing out-of-pocket maximum?
For the micronutrient? That one?
For, say, Medicare patients.
Okay. $88 is what the Medicare patient will pay.
For their copay.
For the micronutrient, for their copay. And it's not a secondary insurance, et cetera, et cetera. That is what is not covered by Medicare. And your secondary may, you may be used to having secondary insurance pick it up, but because SpectraCell doesn't bill secondary insurances, that is not an option. However, $88 for what you're getting is nothing.
Absolutely. And to have the benefits of it. I remind you to RSVP for our June 2nd event, 702-731-1200. You can also send an email at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Go to my website. I am your host, Dr. Kristy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical Wellness Center right here in Las Vegas.